Okay, so now we have done this problem of solving the wave equation in vacuum for one, two, and three dimensions, and we've calculated all kinds of properties that come from it. And next we want to consider what happens when the waves are moving through a crystal. And for light, we will consider some kind of, first I'll do it one dimension, this is the easiest. So it's some kind of layered material. And there's a material that first has there's one speed of light, and then there's a second speed of light, and then there's the first speed of light, and it goes back and forth like this. So there are two different materials, and the speed of light is different in the two materials. And you could also think of this as like two different kind of indices of refraction, the Brakings index. Okay, so this is used in to make things like a mirror that's used for surface emitting lasers. And what's drawn at the bottom here is a drawing of a surface emitting laser, and the light is generated at a p-n junction here, where this red arrow is starting. And so there's a generation of light there, and on top of that there are a bunch of layers. There are light green and dark green lines, and these are supposed to be the layers with different, in these two different layers, there's a different speed of light. And the idea is that you know the wavelength that's being emitted at this point, and those waves come along, and when they get to an interface between the two materials, part of the wave is reflected, and part of it gets transmitted. And then it gets to the next interface, and at the next interface, part is reflected, and part is transmitted. And if you want to make a mirror, then what you want to do is make sure that the reflected waves that come back from every interface, that they add constructively. If they add constructively, then the wave getting sent backwards gets built up by all the fractions that reflect off all these interfaces, and it will reflect the light out. If you wanted to make an anti-reflective coating, like sometimes on top of a solar cell you want an anti-reflective coating, then you try to make sure that the distance between the layers is such that the reflected wave adds destructively. So the backgoing wave, it gets canceled out by the different reflections, and then the light will propagate through. And in order to get them to be constructive interference for the backscattering, then the width of the section, one of these sections here, should be about a half a wavelength. So light comes in, part gets reflected, and part goes on. And then when it gets to the next interface, again, part will get reflected. And if this extra distance that the light has traveled from here to there and back is a wavelength, they will add constructively, and you can make a mirror out of it. So you can make a mirror out of any two materials that have a little bit different speed of light in them. You don't need, so a standard mirror is silver evaporated on glass, and there's only the silver glass interface and all the light reflects. But you can use two transparent materials as long as the speed of light is a little bit different in the two, and you can make many layers of it. So in this laser, what the green part here on the top is many layers, and they you need more of them because there's not 100% of the light is reflected from the first interface. Only a small amount of the light is reflected from the first interface. So you need more interfaces for them all to add together to reflect it out. And on the other side, there's also a mirror, but it's an imperfect mirror because there aren't as many layers. So on the other side, this is the idea here is on the top you have a perfect mirror, and on the bottom you have a mirror, but you haven't really completed it yet. You would need more layers to make a perfect mirror. And so this is sending some of the light back in this direction. The light is supposed to bounce back and forth in an optical cavity in a laser. But since the mirror isn't entirely completed, some of the light escapes, and this is the laser light that comes out of the laser. So
we can make a mirror that will reflect any frequency that we want if we know the
speed of light in these two materials, and we can adjust the width between the width of the layers. So if we change the thickness of the layers, we can tune which frequency is going to get reflected. So this is what we're